coverage of East Football is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Devorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy.
I'm Spencer Loomis in the Fox Sports Radio studios in Wausau. Welcome to High School Football Game Night at Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. It's week 8 of the high school football season, and we have a doubleheader tonight on Fox Sports Radio. First, the Wausau East, Wausau West annual log game from Tom Fields, then DC Everest host Kakana. And you can hear both of those games in the podcast area of our website at foxsportswausau.com and WSAU.com. Here are some other high school football games going on in Wisconsin tonight. Marshfield hosts Spash. Wisconsin Rapids is at Nina. Merrill hosts La Crosse Central. Mosinee versus Lakeland. Wausau Newman plays Owen Withy. Marathon plays Edgar. Tomahawk hosts Stanley Boyd. Rhinelander travels to Ashland. And Antigo hosts Medford. I'll be back with scores at halftime. Now let's go off to Tom Field, where Tom King is standing by with the call of our first game. The East-West log game on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom, take it away.
All right, thanks, Spencer, and welcome to the 44th annual meeting of Wausau East and Wausau West on the gridiron. It's the annual Wausau log game from Tom Field, an absolutely gorgeous night for high school football. And the Lumberjacks will have to look at playing a spoiler role here. Tonight, there will be no playoffs for the Lumberjacks this season, as they have struggled in the win-loss column. Just one victory on the year for the Lumberjacks. That came against Appleton West earlier. Wausau West, with a victory here tonight, can not only bring home the log for the first time in 3 years, they can also clinch a playoff berth. Both of these teams finish with games next week. On the East will be on the road at Appleton North. West will finish with a home game against Appleton East. But they don't want to leave it to the last week of the season. They want to earn that playoff spot right here, and they'll try to do it against a reeling Lumberjack squad coming off probably the worst defeat in a while, as they dropped a 17-0 game on the road at Kakata to a team that had statistically the worst defense and the worst offense in the league. The Lumberjacks could not score last week against the galloping ghosts of Kakata. East does possess the Wausau log. They have won it the last 2 years in very close games. Last year, a one-point game, 22-21. The year before that, it was an overtime win for the Lumberjacks, 20-17. West had won it the 3 years before that in convincing fashion. And, in fact, West has won the log more often than East over the years. This rivalry dates back to 1970 when Wausau High School split into the two high schools, East and West. And the Warriors have won the log 26 times. The Lumberjacks have won the log 16 times. And for a while, it was a dominated game by the Wausau West Warriors. They won 11 straight logs back in the 1990s. East broke through in the year 2000 and then won it 5 years and 7 out of 8 there in the 2000s. But the Lumberjacks have it. They'll try to defend it here tonight, but it's going to be a tough task against this Wausau West Warrior team that has played very well. They come into the game tonight with an overall record of 4-3, 3-2 in the conference. The Lumberjacks just 1-4 in the conference, 1-6 overall. We'll take a timeout and come back and hear from East head coach Scott Malley, and we'll do that next. You're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884. Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card. And your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
With you today, Coach Scott Malley, and before the game with Wausau West, well, Coach, back to last week. I know it's got to be frustrating to talk about games like this, but I guess talk about what happened against Kokona.
I'm going to just be honest, is the fact that I don't think we were truly ready to play from a standpoint of, you know, I just sensed it as we were driving in that maybe our focus wasn't there, that we weren't really ready to play, and it showed right off the bat where, I mean, we're on our heels right away, and that's not a good thing to start when, you know, it was their homecoming, and, you know, they had a lot of momentum and enthusiasm in their direction.
Well, offensively, not being able to score against the last place defense in the conference has just got to frustrate you and the coaches to no end.
Well, it's just, you and I have talked about this in the last several weeks, is the fact that we have opportunities and we just aren't getting the ball in the end zone. Here we get down there, we get a chance to kick a field goal, we think, great, it's going to be 3 points, we're going to get some momentum, boom, we come away with nothing. And that's kind of how, you know, it's just really a microcosm of what our last three or four games have been.
It seemed back in the Appleton-West game that you turned a corner. Both sides of the ball played pretty well. You were able to rush the football, but that just hasn't translated into the games that followed. Why do you think that is?
Well, after the Appleton-West game, the next three opponents, even with Kokona, they've played man-to-man against us and pressed our receivers, and then they put the rest of the guys in the box. So, and they're blitzing and, you know, hitting gaps, and we just aren't able to get the ball off, and we're not able to run it. So they found a way to try and defend us, and it's worked. And we have to be smart enough to be able to find answers to those things. So really, the things that we've tried to prepare for, and since that time, has been to try and how do we deal with that when it's presented to us.
Well, I'm sure you've been told by everyone that no matter how the teams are playing, the Wausau Law game is always a crapshoot, always a toss-em-up game and see what happens. What have you been hearing from the coaches and the players about your first Wausau West game?
Well, you know, I've asked the kids right off the bat. I said, okay, I'm the new guy in town. I'm the new guy in the area. I said, so every day we have like a log fact. So they got to tell me a little bit about the log game. So I know it's really important to both the west side of Wausau and also the east side, and, you know, a little bragging rights type of thing. And, you know, as most communities have rivalry games, this one has a trophy attached to it. So that it kind of has a lot more meaning to it.
When you talk about the history of this game, and I've seen a lot of them, and it doesn't matter if the team is, you know, going into the playoffs or in a situation where you are this year, a win over Wausau West, I'm not going to say it's going to save the season, but it'll certainly put a better taste in everybody's mouth.
No, our kids know that. I think I felt that from the players as we've gone on this week. So I think it would be good. I think it would be very good for our program, something, kind of a clean slate type of thing.
That being said, you see Wausau West on film. They're pretty good this year.
Correct. I mean, they're very balanced. They're very disciplined on defense. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't, they're not very fancy, but they've played, they've opened it up things a little bit more this year so that they're not, you can't just concentrate on the wing tee kind of stuff. They've got some people that they can get out in space. The quarterback throws well enough for them to get some big plays from that. And then defensively, they're pretty stout.
Is there a point, and I know you want to go all out to win this game, but is there a point in these last two games where you start to look at some younger players and look at what you're going to have, not only coming back guys that are playing now, but guys that have to step in and fill some holes for you next year?
I think you, in a way you do, in a way you don't. I don't think it would be fair to our seniors to say, hey, thanks, but no thanks, and now we're moving on. So we're just going with the kids that we have and the kids that we've been playing. Do we have the discussion? And we've had those discussions already, down the road. Every night we kind of talk about personnel in some way, shape, or form. But there's so much growth that we need to, do between now and next year anyways.
And as far as an off-season program, this will be your first real off-season program. I'm sure you've got some ideas about what you need to do to get better.
Oh, yeah. I think knowing the kids a little bit better, knowing the staff a little bit better, knowing the conference a little bit better, it's just amazing how people don't realize how much of a learning process it was. The kids, for the seniors, I was the third head coach since they've been here. That's an awful lot to ask of kids. And I tried to keep as little change as possible from Coach Young's schedule, offense and defense, as I could. Now it's really, I think it's time where I look at what am I going to be comfortable with, what do I feel is going to take us to the next level. So I think there's a lot of self-reflection that goes into the process.
That's East Head Coach Scott Malley, and back with more after this, Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Check
check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card. And your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are Blackboard!
Tom King back here at Tom Peel as we get set for the annual Wausau Log game. The Lumberjacks taking on the Wausau West Warriors here tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, or at least what we think the starting lineups are going to look like. For the Wausau West Warriors, offensively, the quarterback is David Seaman. He's a 5'11", 160-pound junior. The running backs, and it will be a three-headed monster as they expect Jacob Martin to be back in the lineup tonight, 5'9", 180-pound senior, joined by Callan Bentz, 5'8", 165-pound senior, and Jake Whalen, 6'1", 215-pound junior. And the wideouts is going to be one of the question marks for the Warriors, whether or not Chris Clemente will be able to play tonight. The 5'10", 170-pound senior was injured in the Appleton North game, and there's some question as to whether or not he'll be able to go. He is suited up. He was warming up, so we'll see if Clemente gets the start tonight. The other possible wideouts, Austin Bates and also Logan Dennison, will play a tight end spot for Wausau West. And up front for the Warriors at right guard will be Mitch Hahn, 5'7", 175-pound senior. The left tackle is Cole Radloff, 6'2", 230-pound senior. Brandon Olaf, 6'2", 180-pound senior at left guard. Brian Lenz, 5'10", 200-pound senior at center. And the right tackle, Andy Yang, 6'3", 195-pound senior. A senior-laden offensive front for the Warriors, opening up holes for that wing T offense that the Warriors will run. They'll like to keep it on the ground here tonight if they can. One thing the Lumberjacks have to be aware of is that counterplay, because if you run that counterplay effectively, it can go for big yardage. And one of the problems the Lumberjacks have faced for much of the season is giving up big plays. A lot of those big plays on the ground, and that's what West will look to bust out here tonight. If they can get the corner, great. If not, they'll keep banging in the middle and then maybe catch them sleeping on that counterplay and try to bust the big play here tonight. For the Lumberjacks. And a number of injuries, of course, that we've talked about all season, but it is senior night here for East. And one senior who is back in uniform after tonight is Bryce Troyer. Troyer has missed much of the season with an injury, but he is suited up tonight. And we'll see what kind of action he gets at either a wideout or maybe a defensive back spot. But Troyer had a pick six in the opening game of the season against Wisconsin Rapids, was hurt shortly after that and didn't play for the rest of the season until, I believe here tonight is his first time suiting up and back here in the lineup for the Lumberjacks. Defensively for East tonight, up front it will be Aiden Shine, 5'10", 245-pound senior, Marcus Josiger, 5'7", 185-pound junior, and also Jesse Drake, 5'11", 190-pound junior. The linebackers include Andy Craven, 6'2", 185-pound junior. Matt Grady is 6', 180-pound junior. Brennan Becker, 5'9", 185-pound junior. Xavier Warren is at one of the defensive back spots, 5'9", 155-pound junior. Ethan Crispell, who had a pretty good game against Kakata last week, he's only a sophomore, 6'1", 170-pounder. Adam Lenar, one of the seniors on this squad, playing a defensive back as well. Sam Romansky, 6'1", 195-pound junior, playing a linebacker spot, and Eric Daniel back in the lineup last week at one of the defensive back spots, 5'10", 165-pound senior. East is coached by Scott Malley and assisted by Dave Blaskowski, John Bollinger, John Cayley, Tony Hull, John Lakis, Dave Romansky, and Phil Sturm. And the Warriors are coached by Kevin Grundy, assisted by Matt Johnson, Jason Foster, Josh Nowinski, Tim Freiberg, Jason Sins, and T.
Tim Wimmer. We'll take a timeout as the East Band heads out on the field. This is a home game for the Lumberjacks here tonight, so it will be the East Band performing at halftime along with the East Dance Team and the band making their way out onto the field for their pregame performance and the national anthem. So we'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the opening kickoff. It's the annual Wausau Log Game coming up here at Tom Peel. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Football tonight on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone & Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field as we get set for tonight's log game. The East Band performing the East School Song. They played the West School Song as well. Lumberjacks also celebrating senior night here tonight. So the senior parents are lining the runway with heads of their players on sticks, basically the faces of their sons on sticks, waving them as they'll come running out through the tunnel. They are going to introduce the seniors here tonight before this matchup for the Lumberjacks. Their final game at Tom Field, the Lumberjacks finishing on the road next week at Appleton North. The Warriors will be right back here at Tom Field next Friday night as they take on Appleton East in their final regular season game. Lumberjack football brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Take a look at the standings in the Valley Football Association Northern Division coming into tonight's play. Kimberly holds down the top spot. They are still unbeaten, 5-0 in the conference, 7-0 overall, and they have outscored their opponents 340-68. They are a juggernaut, there is no question, and they are taking on winless Appleton West tonight. That should not be pretty over at Kimberly tonight in that one. Appleton North, second in the division, 4-1, 6-1 overall. Wausau West, D.C. Everest, Appleton East all come into tonight's game at 3-2. Kakana 1-4 after their win over the Lumberjacks last week. Wausau East also 1-4. Appleton West, as we mentioned, 0-5. And there are some pretty good matchups in high school football around the area tonight. As you'll be able to hear, the second game of our doubleheader tonight will be D.C. Everest taking on Kakana down at Steam Stadium. The other game in the conference has Appleton East and Appleton North squaring off over in the Fox Valley. Also, a big game in the Merriwood tonight has Marathon taking on Edgar. Marathon 7-0 coming in, Edgar 6-1. So if the Wildcats want to try to win the Merriwood Conference, they need a win here tonight against Marathon. Also, a great Northern Conference matchup has Mosinee at home against Lakeland. And Wausau Newman is on the road in a Cloverwood Conference game tonight at Owen Withy. Some of the other matchups, Marshfield playing at Stevens Point tonight. That should be a good one. Stratford is at Rib Lake. Medford playing an annual. Lacrosse Central is at Merrill tonight in a non-conference game for the Blue Jays. Pittsfield playing at Auburndale. Amherst is at Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption at home against Chippewa Falls McDowell. Wisconsin Rapids playing over at Nina tonight. Nina, of course, coached by former Lumberjack headman Steve Young. The Log Game, as we mentioned, goes back to 1970. It was started as a fundraiser for the American Field Service, which took care of foreign exchange students here in Wausau and sent foreign exchange students to other countries. And they decided that they were going to find a trophy that the two football teams could play for. They came up with a big hunk of pie, and it's called the Wausau Log, and it is here tonight, and they are hopeful, both of these teams, to take it home with them after this one is over. And we'll find out shortly. We'll take one more break, come back, and get set for the kickoff. It's the Log Game, East and West, coming up here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card. And your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
For many Americans, owning your own business is a dream come true. And many business owners rely on help from others to reach their potential. That's where SCORE comes in. With more than 12,000 volunteers ready and willing to help businesses succeed.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business already in business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses get off the ground, achieve their goals, and realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true.
Come join us and help tomorrow's business success stories unfold today. Your advice and expertise can make all the difference in the world.
I believe one person can make a difference.
Small business owners need you.
Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at score.org.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
We are getting close to kickoff here tonight for the annual Wausau Log Game at Tom Field. And if we take a look at some of the team statistics in the Valley Football Association North, as you might expect, Kimberly leads in a lot of them. As far as team defense goes, Wausau West third. Wausau East is dead last right now in team defense, giving up 376 yards per game. Team rushing, Wausau West is about in the middle of the pack. Wausau East at the bottom. Team rushing defense, Wausau West once again in the middle of the pack. Lumberjacks second from the bottom in that. Team passing offense, East is third in the conference. So if they're going to win tonight, they're going to have to throw the football. And they're going to have to do it, I think, with quick slant patterns, things like that. Get Nass and Justison and get to the ball to them quickly and not have Bryce Widmark have to try to hold half the line, try to hold off the pass rush, because it's going to be tough, I think, tonight for the Lumberjacks to control the line of scrimmage. If they can run the football at all tonight, it will be a bonus against this very tough Wausau West defense. Defensively, obviously, the trick is not to give up big plays, and something the Lumberjacks have done consistently this year is give up big plays, and it's been the problem for most of the season. Lumberjacks are introducing their seniors here tonight. They are in red with black pants, black numerals, red helmets. Wausau West is in white with the gold and blue helmets as well for Wausau West. And we are just about set to go. Lumberjack Warrior football is brought to you in part tonight by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Remember, this is the first of two games tonight here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. D.C. Ever is taking on Kakana in our second matchup here tonight. Lumberjacks won the toss. They deferred, and they will kick off here. Wausau West will have the football to begin the game here. So Bryce Widmark will try to put the ball into the end zone and keep West from having a kickoff return. He's been able to do that a number of times here tonight, this season. The wind is looks like a crosswind, not much of a wind here tonight. And what there is a crosswind here at Town Field. East will be kicking south to north here on this opening kickoff. West is all lined up, ready to go. East is still huddling as their kickoff team is getting final instructions, and they will head out to their positions now, and we'll be set to go. So the Warriors can not only win the log here tonight, they can earn a playoff spot with a victory. No playoffs for East this year, but they can play a spoiler and keep the log for the third straight year if they can get a victory here tonight in this one. Widmark putting the ball on the tee, and we are just about set to go here. Good crowd in the stands on both sides tonight. East, as we mentioned, the home team, they have the cement bleacher, and now the ball blows off the tee, so he'll have to put it back on, and we'll try it again. Field looks in decent shape. It looks a little chewed up, obviously getting late in the season. The weather, of course, has been very conducive to keeping the field in very playable shape. We haven't had a ton of rain or bad weather. And here's the kick, and we are underway. A line drive kick. That's going to be returnable at about the 4-yard line. Bringing it up across the 10, the 15, the 20. Trying to get it outside, and it being knocked out across the 25. Flag flies in. And let's see what the flag is all about. It might be a block in the back, and that may start the Warriors back deep in their own territory to start this one. The return was out to about the 25-yard line, but it looks like that's going to be moved back on the penalty. Looks like it is going to be against Wausau West for a hold, and it will mark them back. So the Warriors come out with this wing tee offense led by quarterback David Seaman. The running backs are really the key to this offense. Guys like Kellen Bentz and Jake Whalen and Jacob Martin. Martin back in the lineup after missing a couple of games with an injury. They've got the double wing formation. Now they'll split out wide receivers left and right. Chris Clemente is in the game, split out wide left. And they want to throw on the first play, and they want to go deep. They throw it down the middle of the field. It's going to be knocked away. Arnold might have had a chance for an interception there, but good coverage down the center of the field, trying to get the ball to Austin Bates. And on the coverage there for East was Xavier Warren, and he did a good job on coverage, knocking the ball away. It's a second down and 10. The ball marked at the 15-yard line. So West, going against tendencies, trying to get the home run early here down the middle of the field, but good coverage. East wasn't fooled. Double wing formation, once again, for Wausau West. Seaman under center. They're going to hand it off. They're going to try the right side. It's going nowhere. Call it no gain. There were three Lumberjacks there to meet the running back. And that was Benz on the carry, and he got nothing. Third down and about 9. Well, they gave him about a yard on that play. That's being kind, because he was met right at the line of scrimmage. And it will be third down and 9 for Wausau West. Wouldn't that be something if these can get a 3-and-out here to start this game? Seaman under center, split backfield behind him. Man comes in motion. They're going to keep it on the ground. Big hole up the middle. It's going to be first down yardage. A big hole up the middle for Jake Whalen, and he picked up 10 yards on the carry, and that will give Wausau West the first down. So third and long, and the Warriors convert on a run up the middle, and boy, was it a big hole opened up by that Wausau West offensive line. First and 10 Warriors on the 26-yard line. They're going to hand it off again, and not much there. Maybe the 29-yard line, pickup of maybe 3 on the carry. That was Jake Whalen on the carry. Pickup of 3, and it'll be second down and 7. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Second down and 7 for Wausau West. The ball resting at the 28-yard line. Two receivers wide right to the near side of the field. Single wing on the right side this time as well. Now a man comes in motion. That's Whalen. They're going to hand it off inside, and he's played out well. Not much there. Maybe to the 30-yard line. On the carry was Jake Kramer. Picked up a couple. Call it third down and 5. Maybe 6. A long 5 for Wausau West here on a third down play. Second third down of the series. This is the opening possession of the game. 9:47 to play first quarter. No score. Receivers left and right. Double wing formation. Seaver wants to throw. He throws. It's complete. And it's going to be a first down and more out across the 40-yard line. Just a little quick pass out to Callen Bench. And that was complete. And it picked up about 10 on the completion to Bench. And another first down. So West converts twice on third down on this opening drive. They get another fresh set of downs at their own 41-yard line. First and 10, Warriors. Tight formation this time. Now they will flip-flop the tight ends, and one player comes wide right. That's Jake Phillips. Man in motion. They're going to hand it off. Try the left side now. Cut back inside. That's positive yardage out across the 45 to maybe the 47-yard line. And it will be Jacob Martin on the carry. He picks up 7, his first carry of the night. And it'll be second down and a long 3-4. Ball at about the 47-yard line. They need to get to the east 49 to pick up a first down. Second down and a long 4. Seaman under center. They're going to hand it off his side. Breaking tackles, carrying tacklers in the east territory. A first down again down near the east 44-yard line. That is going to pick up about 9 yards on the carry for Whalen. He's got 22 yards on 3 carries here on the opening drive. So West just grinding it out as we knew they would. They try to pass on the opening play. They've thrown one other pass on this drive, but mostly it's been hard running. Now they're going to hand it off right at the middle again. Breaking tackles, moving the pile down inside the 40 to about the 38. And once again, that was Whalen on the carry. Pickup of about 6 on that for Jake Whalen. So a long, methodical drive. This started on the Wausau West 15-yard line. They've converted a couple of third-down plays. Second down and 5. They're going to hand it off, try the right side, break one tackle, and then couldn't break another. Wrapped up and dropped. Picked up maybe a couple. Got it down to about the 36-yard line. It's going to be third down at about 2. Third down and 2 for Wausau West. Warriors come to the line. Another tight formation. Double tight end, double wing. Now they split out the wide receiver. That's Clementi going out wide left. Man comes in motion. They're going to hand it off, and just putting his head down and picking up the first down is Whalen. He is a load. He's listed at 6'1", 215, and he gets the first down inside the 30 to about the 29. Pickup of about 7 on the carry for Whalen, and East has no answer for him right now. Jake Whalen is just pounding in the line and picking up big yardage after the first contact. First and 10 Warriors at the East 29. Well, they haven't given up a really big play yet, but they have given up a lot of little plays, and it's been enough to keep this Wausau West opening drive alive. Wide receiver wide left, Seaman under center. Man in motion is Bench. They're going to hand it off inside. That's Whalen again, and he moves the pile forward down to about the 26-yard line. That'll pick up 3 yards on that carry. East football is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You sip into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And we have an injured Wausau East Lumberjack out of the field, so a timeout is called while they attend to him. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. 6-11 to play here, first quarter, no score. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckmore!
Tom King back here at Tom Field. The injured lumberjack is Aiden Shine, and he is being helped to his feet by the trainers. It looks like a leg injury, going to be his right leg or ankle. That's the problem, and he's being helped off the field. Can't put any weight on that leg, and that's a big loss for the Lumberjacks. Aiden Shine, senior defensive lineman, has had a pretty good season in that defensive line for the Lumberjacks, and boy, that's a big loss. Dylan Hamlin coming into the game for East. And so the Warriors come back out at second down at about 7. They try to continue this opening drive here at Tom Field. No score, but West, with that big running attack, has been moving the football. And they're going to try the counterplay this time. They didn't get it. Lumberjacks played that well, didn't get sucked in, and kept that counterplay hole closed, and Bence had nowhere to go. Excuse me, Martin had nowhere to go. Actually, a loss on the play of a couple. And it will bring up third down at about 8. So the Warriors have picked up third down plays twice on this drive, and they'll try to do it again here. They've got Whalen back there behind David Seaman. Receivers left and right. Man in motion. They're going to hand it to the man in motion. He's going nowhere. And once again, hit in the backfield. That was Dylan Hamill who got in there and made that initial hit. Also in there on the play for the Lumberjacks was Jesse Drake. And only a pickup of about a yard. It brings up fourth down for the Warriors. Let's see what they decide to do here. Looks like they're going to go for it here. It's going to be fourth down and about 7. So this would be a huge stop for the Lumberjacks if they can get it here. Two receivers out to the left. Seaman wants to throw. He's in rough. He throws. It's going to be incomplete. And the Lumberjacks hold. The Warriors march the ball down the field, but the Lumberjack defense stiffens. They put pressure on Seaman that time, and he had to get rid of it before he wanted to. And the pass was incomplete. And it will be Wausau East football. And the score still nothing. So we'll get our first look at the Lumberjack offensive unit here tonight. Well, that's going to give you some confidence. The defense gave up a lot of yardage, but step in when they need to. So the Lumberjacks coming to line. Trey Hess getting it started wide out. It's split wide left. Jake Gustafson out wide right. High backfield behind Bryce Widmark, who is going to be under center. They've run a lot of their offense from the gun, but Widmark under center for the first play of the night. And they're going to hand it off to Becker, and actually that's Marquard, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds hard. And very little there for Tony Marquard. And it'll be, no gain on the play, maybe a loss of a yard for Marquard, and it will be second down and 11. In my humble opinion, it is going to be very difficult for the Lumberjacks to run the football tonight against this Wausau West defense. They're going to have to throw if they're going to have some success here tonight. Widmark under center. And they're going to try it on the ground again, and that's going nowhere in the backfield. Thrown for a loss is Marquard again. Getting in there to blow that play up was Peter Lowe. And it is going to be a loss of 3 on the play. So Tony Marquard getting the start here tonight on senior night. And a couple of losses on the run. So now it's third down and about 13. Justison will split out wide right. Sean Wilson, the tight end, is strong side left. They have three receivers set up on the right side. Widmark's going to be under center again. West showing blitz. Here they come. Widmark's being rushed. Stiff arms, and he is dragged down back at the 10-yard line. And once again, the West defense just dominating at the line of scrimmage. And once again, Widmark had no time to do anything. They blitzed, and a guy came in untouched, and Widmark sacked back at the 10-yard line. And they're going to mark him down at about the 13, so it'll be a punting situation, and Widmark will have to punt out of his own end zone. Well, that's the other thing that can't happen here tonight is that predictability of run, run, pass, run, run, pass. They're going to have to throw on first down, and they're going to have to do it quickly. This West defense is just too swarming and too good. West is lining up here to try to maybe block this one. They had everybody up at the line. High snap, it goes through Widmark's hands and out of the back of the end zone for a safety. And West will get 2 points, and they will get the football. So after the East defense stiffens and gets the ball on down, the offense goes three and out, and then a bad or a high snap goes through Widmark's hands and out of the back of the end zone for a safety. It's 2-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Tom Field, the annual Wausau Log game. And boy, safety is really bad news because not only do you give up 2 points, you've got to kick the ball back to West, and you have to do it from the 20-yard line. So the Warriors, even with Widmark's leg, the Warriors should get decent field position here on this one. 2:22 to play first quarter, 2-0 on the safety. And Widmark approaches the football and kicks it away. Another line drive kick. Fielded at about the 20-yard line. Bringing it out across the 25 to 30. 35 now cutting it back. Making one man miss. And then wrapped up and dropped down at about the 45-yard line. Good field position for the Warriors. On that return for Wausau West was Callan Bentz. And it will be first and 10 Warriors from the 46-yard line. So Wausau West will come out on offense, and the East defense right back out on the field after a long sequence of plays, but Lumberjack offense couldn't do anything with the football. Double wing, Clemente, they want to throw. Seaman drops, he throws, he's trying to get it to Clemente. That's caught. A diving catch near midfield for a short gain of about four, maybe five, on the completion by Seaman to Clemente. And it's second down at five. Ball just shy of midfield at the West 49-yard line. Full house backfield behind Seaman this time. They're going to give it to the deep man, trying to get it outside. That fence cuts it back. He's going to be near first down yardage. Down inside the 50 to about the 46-yard line of the Lumberjacks. And it is going to be just shy, third and very short. Saw a pickup of four on the carry. Martin on the carry for four, and it's third down and less than a yard for the Warriors. East football is brought to you in part by Devorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See Devorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DevorneyOrthodontics.com. Full house backfield once again. This is Whalen straight ahead. First down. Down inside the 45 to about the 42. Call it a pickup of about four, maybe five. We'll call it four on the carry for Whalen. Tell you what, any short yardage situation, they just have to give it to Whalen, and he's going to pick it up. Just put his head down and go forward because he's just a north-south runner. No fun and games. Just put your head down and run over people. First and 10 Warriors at the East 42-yard line. This is Whalen again, trying the left side, just moves the pile. There wasn't a hole there that time, so Whalen just moved the pile and got down inside the 40 to about the 38. Pickup of about five, maybe four. Call it four on the carry for Whalen. And it'll be second down and a long six. That might have been the last play of the first quarter, or they'll try to get another one. They'll try to get another one, it looks like, as they come to the line. East scrambling to get ready. I don't think they thought West was going to run another play, and they may not. But they will get one off. It's a pitch. Vance is going to try the left side, and he is going to be dropped, but not before he gets inside the 35 to about the 34 for a pickup of four. It's going to be short of the first down. That's Martin again, Jacob Martin on the carry. And that was the final play of the first quarter. So with one quarter in the books, the Warriors lead. The score is 2-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We are Blackboard!
Top kick back here at Tom Beal. It's the annual law game, Wausau East, Wausau West. The Warriors leading 2-0 on a safety, on a snap, a bad snap on a punt. And that went out the back of the end zone. Warriors have the football facing a third down and about three here in East territory at the 35-yard line. Whalen is in the backfield. You got to think he's getting the football. And there's going to be a penalty flag on the play. They might, oh, they got movement on West. The Lumberjacks were there showing blitz, and one of the West linemen flinched, so that'll back them up a little bit. And instead of third and two, it's going to be third and seven. Ball at the 39-yard line now for the Warriors. So that might change the thinking for Wausau West about what they want to do here. Obviously, third and two, Whalen was getting the football. full house backfield for the Warriors. Man in motion, strong side right now. They're going to hand it off, try the right side. That's going nowhere. Martin gets torpedoed. Sam Urbanski got underneath him low and knocked his legs out from under him. And it's going to be third down. Make that fourth down. Fourth down now and about seven. Ball at the 40-yard line. Big play by Sam Urbanski right there, torpedoing Martin from underneath. And it's fourth down and long. And looks like they're going to go for it here on fourth and long again. They tried this earlier on the original drive and didn't get it. They send out two receivers wide to the right, wing to the right as well. Seaman wants to throw. He's got time. Now he's flushed out, and now he's going to be hit, and he's going to be dropped. And it's going to be an incomplete pass, and it will be Wausau East football. They take over on down. That's a coverage sack right there. Good coverage downfield by the Lumberjacks. Seaman had nowhere to throw the football, and as he tried to at the last minute as he was being wrapped up, he was hit by Sam Romanski, and the ball came loose. They called it an incomplete pass. Lumberjacks take over on down. So the Bees defense has been on the field for much of this game, and they have played pretty well, giving up yardage, but come up with stops when they need it. Now let's see if the East offense can do something here. And now they're looking at the sideline, and they're short a player. Sean Wilson wasn't on the field. Now he finally gets out there to a tight end spot on the left side. They're going to have to hurry to get this play off. They will. Inside handoff. That was Becker, and he got a couple. Not much. Picked up maybe a three. Call it three, but at least it is positive yardage, something they didn't do on their first possession. And it will be second down and seven. Just a quick hitter to Becker up the middle, but Bryce Widmark, the quarterback, had to signal to get Sean Wilson on the field. Now we've got the receivers wide right, two to the near side of the field. High backfield behind Widmark, who's under center again. Man in motion. They're going to hand it off inside again. That's going nowhere. Call it no gain for Becker. And it'll be third down. Ball marked at about the 44-yard line. Maybe one on the play they gave him. That's being kind. And it's third down at six. But once again, two runs out up the middle on first and second down. And now they're left in a passing situation. But Widmark under center again. High backfield behind him. This is a different look than the Lumberjacks have shown much of the season. Widmark, quick drop. There's a pass. It's caught. But it's going to be short of the first down, depending on where they mark his forward progress. But he's going to be short, I think. Tim Nass made the catch near the 49. But he's going to be short of the first down by about a half a yard. That was a nice quick pass, little slant pattern to Tim Nass. First completion of the game for Widmark. Picked up about five, but it's going to be fourth down and one. And, hey, they're going to go for it, and why not, near midfield. At this point, in a situation where they have one win and have had trouble moving the football, why not? East will go for it. Fourth down and very short. Quick hitter up the middle. That's Becker. Move the pile. First down. Lumberjacks. As Becker with a quick hitter straight up the middle. That time he's got a little bit of a push. And Becker put his head down and picked up a couple for the first down. Fourth down and one near midfield. And they pick up the first down. First and 10 Lumberjacks on the West 48. 9:05 to play here first half. Warriors leading 2-0. Lumberjacks have been working out of the pistol or the gun much of the year, but Widmark all tonight has been under center. They're going to hand it off to the deep man. That's Mark Barr. He's going nowhere. Wrapped up and dropped it immediately at the line of scrimmage. That's Whalen in on the stop along with one of the other Warrior upmen. Once again, they gave him about a yard. Call it second down and nine. And it's going to be hard, a hard slog if they keep trying to pound it into the middle of that Wausau West defensive line. Justison is going to split out wide right. I think that's Nass over wide left. High backfield again behind Widmark. He wants to throw straight drop. He throws to the deep sideline over the head of Justison out of bounds. Trying to get it to Jake Justison, Good coverage by the Warriors over there, but it was overthrown out of bounds, and it will be third down now at about 9. Much of the Lumberjacks' success in the passing game this year has been passes across the middle of the field. They had Cam Gritsbacher. He's out with a broken collarbone, but Tim Nass has been a pleasant surprise at the wide receiver spot. Nass and a couple of the other players have worked well in the center of the field. Let's see if that's where they decide to go here. Widmark under center again. Third down and about 9. They still have an eye backfield. Becker the up man, Markworth back. Widmark, long count, now he drops, wants to throw. He's got time, throws, he's got it, made it incomplete. It would have been short of the first down, I think would have been close, but a good defensive play for West right there by Dalton Decker as he hit the intended receiver just as the ball got there, and it's incomplete, and it will be a passing or a punting situation for the Lumberjacks. Widmark with a nice, hard, tight spiral right there. Those are the kind of passes that East has had some success with, and Justison turned the ball, hit him. And just as he got the ball got there, Decker nailed him from behind and knocked the ball loose. So Widmark will stand about his own 39-yard line to punt this one away. The last punt snap was high and went through Widmark's hands in the back of the end zone. This one's a little bit wobbly, but it's there. The punt is away. It's a good punt by Widmark this time. Fair catch called and made at about the 15-yard line. So West will have the football back, first and 10 on their own 15. East-West football brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Coming up at halftime, we're going to hear from East swim coach Derek Stanky. East girls swim team is having another great year, and we'll find out what's happening with them from the coach. At halftime, Spencer Loomis will be back in our Fox studios giving us an update on the other games as well. Warriors on the ground, Willow with a big haul, breaking tackles, gets it out near the 20-yard line. Tried the right side that time and picked up about 4 tough yards out to about the 19. Ninth carry on the night for Wayland. Second down at about 6. 7:34, and one thing this Wausau West running attack does is shorten the game. The clock keeps moving. And they're going to keep it on the ground again, and this time not much there, but Wayland is still be able to get positive yardage out across the 20 to about the 22. He was wrapped up and hit at about the 18, but he carried a couple of tacklers out to about the 22-23-yard line. Colorado pickup of about 4 on the carry for Wayland, maybe 3. And it will be third down and about 3. Third down and 3 for the Warriors. Now there's some confusion over their personnel. West may have to take a timeout here. Now it looks like they're going to come to the line. David Seaman, the quarterback, brings them up. Full house backfield behind him. Seaman under center. They're going to pitch, try the left side. He's got a blocker. And a snap. Coming up there to make the play for the Lumberjacks with Ethan Crispell. The sophomore has played very well the last couple of weeks, and he came up and made a tackle right there. And it's going to be fourth down and 2, and it looks like Wausau West will punt the football away. Crispell comes up and makes a great play right there because it looked like West had a blocker there to take care of the cornerback, but Crispell came up and made the stop. Fourth down, and they are going to go for it here, or maybe try a quick kick. Now they're going to get back into punt formation. Dalton Decker will punt the ball away, standing at his own 9-yard line. Kicks away, it's a decent punt, and it is going to be over the head and take a long roll all the way back inside the 20-yard line. Decker burned Tony Marquardt that time with a long punt, and it rolled all the way back to the East 17-yard line. Great kick by Decker, but Marquardt wasn't deep enough there, and it went over his head. And they picked up about 15 extra yards on a roll there when the ball got over Marquardt's head. 5:44 to play here, first half, and a surprising score, 2-0 Wausau West. So let's see if the Warriors here can try to get something going here. Widmark comes to the line. High backfield behind him. Wide receivers left and right. Man in motion. this time is Nass. Whitmark wants to hand it off, and this is Mark Ward trying to dance. He's going nowhere. Had nowhere to go, as nothing but white jerseys in the backfield to meet him, and it is going to be a loss of yardage on the play. Call it second down and 12. Second down at 12. Clock moving. 5:19 to play. Both teams have all of their timeouts remaining here in the first half. Whitmark comes to the line. Ball at the east 14-yard line. Under center. He wants to throw. Quick drop. Throws. He's got a man. That's complete. Didn't pick up much. Only about two or three on the completed pass toward the far sideline. I think that's Nass out there with the catch. His second catch of the night. Only about a pickup of two or three. So call it third down and 10. They got back to the original line of scrimmage. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Lumberjacks come to the line. Whitmark under center, man in motion, high backfield behind him. Whitmark, long count. Now we get a delay of game penalty against the Lumberjacks. They didn't get the playoff. Delay of game against the Lumberjacks, and that'll back them up. So instead of third and 10, it's going to be third and 15. Four 15 to play here, first half. But now you got to pick up some yards, otherwise, if you have to punt the ball away, West might get good field position here for a final drive before halftime. Lumberjack defense has been on the field a lot, but they've done a pretty good job here tonight. I shouldn't say that. They've done a very good job here tonight. They have bent, but they have not broken. Nass in motion. Whitmark rolls out. He's got some time. They want to go deep. He looks. He throws in there. There's nobody there. Actually, Justison tried to get over there, but it will be incomplete. Whitmark rolled out. He had time to throw that time. He had three receivers out in a pattern, but nobody could break open to where Whitmark threw the football. So it'll be fourth down and another punting situation for the Lumberjacks. And Whitmark will have to stand in his own end zone. The last time Whitmark had to stand in his own end zone was on the other side of the field, and the ball went right through his hands, through the back of the end zone for a safety. That's the only scoring we've had here tonight. Snap is low-key, I guess. Whitmark gets the high, and it's a high, booming punt. And that is going to take a sideways bounce to go out of bounds. That's a good punt right there from Bryce Whitmark. He has struggled punting the football this year, but he got a hold of one right there. And a crosswind, but the ball bounced straight sideways after it landed. Went out of bounds at the west 40-yard line. That's about a 60-yard punt, punting from his own end zone. And it will be first and 10 Warriors from the 40. So now the East defense will be asked one more time to keep West off the scoreboard. Seaman brings the Warriors to the line. Double wing. Whalen, the big back behind him. They're going to give it to Whalen. The late handoff. He's got some room. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. And gets it out near midfield and near a first down. Tacklers just bounce off of Whalen as he comes around and spun down near the 49-yard line. That's where they'll mark it, call it a pickup of 9 on the carry, and it's second down and 1. Clock continues to move, 3:31 to play, first half. 2-0 is the score. Second down and 1. You wonder who's going to get the ball here. And it is Whalen again. Tries to bounce it outside this time. Just puts his head down and picks up first down yardage at about the east 48-yard line. Pick up about 3, and it'll be first and 10 Warriors. Coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis will give us a look at the high school scoreboard. That's brought to you by the Hearing House. They're located at 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a Hearing House. And they sponsor our halftime high school scoreboard. First and 10 Warriors at the East 48. They're going to keep it on the ground, and a big hole, breaking tackles now, cutting it back. 1 minute to beat down the sideline, and it's a touchdown, Warriors. And once again, big plays, doing the Lumberjacks, and they do it again right here, as Callan Bentz broke it outside after cutting it back, and he went 48 yards for the touchdown here right before halftime. 48 yards on the touchdown run for Callan Bentz, and the Warriors now lead it 8-0. He will attempt the extra point, and it is Drew Pearson who will attempt this kick. Snaps a bit high, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 9-0 Warriors, back in a moment here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides. The Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card. And your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
So the Lumberjack defense, which had bent but not broken for most of the first half, gave up the big play, and the Warriors extend their lead now to 9-0. A 48-yard touchdown run by Callan Bentz with 2:47 remaining here in the first half. West will kick it off. And it's a good one. High kick. Marquardt's going to take it back at about the 1 yard line, bobbles it, now he picks it up. Out across the 5-10. And he is going to be now breaking away. He's got some running room down the sideline. Tony Marquardt is going to be run out of bounds at about the 41 yard line. It looked like they had him wrapped up, and he got away at about the 10 yard line, bounced it outside, and was able to run down the sideline. And he has field position at about the 41. Drew Pearson, the kicker, had to make that tackle. And he knocked Marquardt out of bounds. So let's see if East can at least get within Widmark's field goal range here. They've got three timeouts remaining here with 2:36 to play first half. Widmark brings them to the line under center. Justison comes in motion. Widmark, quick drop. He wants to throw, and he's got his man. That's Nash out across the 45 to about the 46. Pickup of about 7 on the pass and catch. Call it a pickup of 6. And it will be 2nd down and a long 4. Clock's still moving, 2:13. They've got 3 timeouts remaining. And they're taking a lot of time to get to the line here. Widmark still not under center. Now he is. Man in motion again. That's Nass. Widmark drops, looks. He's got time. Now he rolls out. Looking. Now he throws it. He's going to throw it away. Threw it away. Over the head of Justice and out of bounds. And it'll be 3rd down now in about 4. Had some time that time. And rolled out a bit to the right. Now it'll be 3rd down and 4. Problem is, if you don't pick up a first down here, West will have a shot. They have all of their timeouts remaining as well. I think East has to punt the ball away here if they don't pick this up and try to pin West deep. Widmark comes to the line. Drops back to pass. Looks. Quick slant. That's caught. First down. Justice in on the catch. Into West territory at about the 41-yard line. Pickup of 12 on the pass and catch. to Justison. I'll tell you what, those are the kind of passes that have worked this season for the Lumberjacks, and they're hard to defend. And Justison and Nass are pretty good as far as catching those. Now there's some confusion over the play as to what East is going to run here. They're going no huddle with Mark under center. He wants to throw it. He throws it out in the front to Nass. Tries to get a pass and a block, and he's hit hard. Got it down inside the 40 to about the 38. East will take a timeout. Pickup of about 3 on the pass and catch that time. And a timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here. East-West football tonight brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis will have our high school scoreboard brought to you by the Hearing House. And also, I'll have a conversation with Wausau East swimming coach Derek Stanky. The Lumberjack girls swim team has been very good again this year, and we'll find out what's been happening with them. And we'll also have the stats from a first half of play that has been pretty good for the Lumberjacks, with the exception of the one big play they gave up. This was a 2-0 game before Callan Bentz broke a 48-yard run for a touchdown. West Leeds did 9-0, but I'll tell you what, after some of the big scores that East has given up this season to their opponents, to take West to halftime, if they can keep the score right where it is or maybe get some points on the board themselves here, I think they would be very satisfied with that. They have the ball, second down and 7 on the West 38-yard line. Widmark under center. Man in motion again is Tim Nass coming toward the near side. Widmark wants to throw. He's got time. Lots of time. Now he throws. It's caught by Justice. Can he get out of bounds? Yes. Out of bounds inside the 35, down to about the 32. It's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Picked up about 6. And I'll tell you what, the Wausau East offensive line is doing a pretty good job right now. Widmark has time to throw. But now it's going to be third down and a long one, maybe 2. They marked him out at about the 33-yard line. Now you're in four-down territory here. 1:07 to play. They have 2 timeouts remaining. They're going to hand it off inside. That's Becker. He'll pick up the first down down inside the 30 to about the 29. And now you're getting pretty close to Bryce Widmark's field goal range. He's tried a couple of long ones this year. Hasn't been successful. He missed a long one down at DC Everest. Missed one over in Kekana last week. Justison comes in motion. Widmark under center. Quick drop. Wants to throw. Now he rolls out. Looking. Being chased. Throws. He's got a man out. It's incomplete. It went through the hands of Brennan Becker near the 26-yard line. It does stop the clock, though. 47 seconds remaining. I think Widmark had completed. I think he had a couple of incompletions in there, but he's got 6 out of 11 unofficially by my count here in this first half of football. Second down and 10, ball at the West 30-yard line. Warriors leading 9-0, 47 seconds remaining here in the first half. We've had two close law games the last 2 years. Can we get another one? West showing blitz. Here they come. Widmark has time. He throws. He's got it wide open. Justice is down inside the 20 to the 15. First down, Lumberjacks. East picked up the blitz that time, and Widmark had time, and he found Justison down to the 15-yard line. And East comes back to the line. Widmark under center. Wants to throw again. He's got time. Lost into the end zone. They're trying to get it to Wilson. It's going to be a block. It's going to be interference in the end zone. Sean Wilson tried to turn and come back to the football, and Jake Whalen interfered with him, and it is going to be a first down for the Lumberjacks on pass interference with 30 seconds to play in the first half. They tried to loft it over the top down into the corner as Sean Wilson. Wilson, of course, one of the taller and stronger receivers for the Lumberjacks. He was well covered, but Whalen then grabbed onto him before the ball got there. Pass interference against Wausau West, and the penalty will be marked off inside the 10-yard line to about the 8. And it will be first and goal for the Lumberjacks from the 8. Still 2 timeouts remaining for the Lumberjacks. Whitmark comes under center, right backfield. Justison in motion. Back to throw again. He looks. He has time again. Now he rolls out. Big chase. Runs into the zone. He's got a man. Incomplete. He was open. Whitmark didn't see him in time. Open in the back corner of the end zone. It was a dangerous pass. Throwing off his back foot. He couldn't get a lot on it. And that allowed the West player, Dalton Decker, to get there and break it up. But he had a man open. That was Justison in the back corner of the end zone. But Whitmark was throwing and rolling out against his body that time and tried to throw across his body. Couldn't get a lot out. An incomplete. Boy, that was an opportunity right there for the Lumberjacks. They couldn't get it in. Now Widmark's going to go out of the gun here. 23 seconds remaining in the half. Low snap. Here they come. Across the middle of the field. Incomplete over the head of his intended receiver. He had Justison near the goal line. He threw a bullet that time over the head of everybody. Now it's third down and goal with 19 seconds remaining. I tell you what, the Lumberjack offensive line on this possession has done a great job. Whitmark has had a lot of time to throw the football. You'd love to get a touchdown here, but any kind of points would be good. Let's see what they can do. They've had their opportunities here. Whitmark is going to go under center this time. Justison wide right. Tim Nass wide left. Becker in the backfield. Quick drop. Throws. They're going to try to throw it. It's caught. Near the goal line. Touchdown. The ball crossed the plane. It's a touchdown. Lumberjacks. I think that's Nass, isn't it? Tim Nass on the catch for the touchdown. Right at the goal line. The coverage was there by Austin Bates. Nass made the catch, and he has made a number of tough catches this year. Caught it right at the goal line and went down. I didn't know if the ball crossed the plane or not, but the official said yes. And it's an 8-yard touchdown pass with 14 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And East has to take a timeout. They didn't have enough players out there to kick the extra point. So they'll take a timeout. No great loss right there because only 14 seconds remaining here in the first half. We'll keep it right here and remind you once again, coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis will run down all of the scores around Central Wisconsin tonight. It's brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. And then I'll have my conversation with Wausau East swim coach Derek Steinke, and then we'll have all of the stats from the first half as well. I'll tell you what, Tim Nass is fired up by the sidelines, and who can blame him? It's the log game. The Lumberjacks have struggled for victories here, and they are an extra point away from pulling to within 2 points of the Wausau West Warriors heading into halftime. That was a pretty good drive right there by the Wausau East Lumberjacks, and I'll tell you what, they started throwing those quick passes. Widmark had it, time to do it, and he was able to find Nass, Justison. They got a key penalty on a pass interference in the end zone, and able to get the touchdown. Now Widmark will line up to kick the extra point from the 10-yard line. Justison will hold. I think Sam Romanski is the long snapper. Snap is there. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And it's 9-7 Warriors. The Lumberjacks pull the win in two. We'll keep it right here with only 14 seconds remaining here in the first half. And it gives the Lumberjack band a chance to play the school song. I'll tell you what, he's shut out last week at Kakata. Those are their first points in quite a while. And it means $7 more for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight from our friends at Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center, donating $1 for each point scored by the Lumberjacks here tonight. And so we thank Young's Drugstore and Coons Hearing Center for that. 9-7 the score, the Warriors with the lead. West, with a win here tonight, can earn a playoff spot and can win the Wausau Log for the first time in the last 3 years. The last time West won the Log was back in 2010, easily 49-7 the score that year, but the last 2 years have been very close. Lumberjacks won in overtime 2 years ago, and a one-point victory a year ago. And now they have pulled within two. It's 9-7. Just 14 seconds remaining here until halftime. And now you can't give up a big play right here. Widmark ready to kick off. And the kick away. High kick. Going to be fielded, though, at about the 7 or 8 yard line. Here comes Bates. Going to get outside. He's knocked down. Good tackle. Open field tackle that time by Eric Daniel. And it will be Wausau West football at about the 24 yard line, but only 9 seconds remaining. They do have 3 timeouts remaining, but with just 9 seconds remaining. Let's see if West is content to just run the clock out here and go into halftime and talk about it instead of working it, maybe risking an interception here. They're going to take a tight formation, and they're going to hand the football off, trying to get in the corner, and it's going to be a tackle there across the 25 to about the 27 on the tackle, or on the run that time was Kellen Bentz. And that is going to be the final play of the first half. And I'll tell you what, it was a 2-0 game. The Lumberjacks gave up the big play, and they could have very easily coughed it in right there. But now they're calling the teams back out on the field. They want to put some time back out on the clock. West called a timeout, apparently. I'm not quite sure why. West called a timeout with maybe 4 seconds left on the clock, and they're going to have to run another play. They want to put 4 seconds back on the clock. So they're going to run another play here and hope to maybe bust a big one. So they'll run another play before halftime. But after West scored on that long 48-yard run, you might have been able to see the East head start to droop a little bit considering the lack of success they have had this season. But they stayed with it, got the ball back on the kickoff, marched it right down the field, and scored a touchdown. And it is 9-7. Warriors will have one more play here before halftime. If I'm East, I'm putting a safety back at about the 40-yard line of the Lumberjacks. I'm not giving up any big plays right here. I can't understand why West would call a timeout here unless they're going to try to take a shot downfield. They've got the speed to do it. Bentz is very fast. And they are going to send Becker back. Becker is back deep. The East safety is playing very deep right here. They're going to give West something in front of them, but they're not going to give up a long pass. Nothing over the top. They're going to throw. Seaman back to throw. Being rushed. Now he gets away. Throws it down the sideline. It's going to be intercepted by the Lumberjacks. Running it back. Still running it back. And now finally drops the interception for East by Xavier Warren. And the first half will come to an end. And that has wound this Wausau East crowd up as the Lumberjacks go into halftime trailing, but they've got to be very happy with where they sit right now. We're at halftime. The Warriors leading by a score of 9-7. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Law Game Football on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh. My hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Check it out! It's free! Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides. The Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card. And your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.